It was a crime for decades to engage in homosexual sex, and traces of those prosecutions linger for a few dozen people in Nashville. But as WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports, some unlikely allies are trying to wipe away those criminal histories.
On the day the Supreme Court ruling came down in March 2003, it led the evening news, like this from NBC.
At rallies across the nation, gay rights advocates celebrated their legal victory, a ruling so broad it surprised even many of them.
The court struck down state laws that made homosexual conduct a crime, but for some, their charges were already logged in court files and subject to background searches. That's what brought a man this summer to seek out Nashville attorney Daniel Horwitz. The man sought expungement, the clearing of his record.
And that conviction, once I pulled the file, was a 1995 misdemeanor conviction for homosexual acts.
This was just 1 year before Tennessee ended its Homosexual Practices Act. The man was issued a citation for something that took place in his South Nashville apartment. He went to court, pleaded guilty.
As most people know, criminal convictions follow you, and lots of people will not hire you if you have them. Somebody pulls a criminal background check and it doesn't come back completely clean. People are often ineligible for housing, ineligible for employment, and discriminated against in all sorts of areas of civic life.
For Horwitz, expungements are routine. But for this one, the passage of so much time seemingly left no legal path. The fact that the state and U.S. Supreme Courts had struck down sodomy laws was not enough.
So we had to, you know, dust off the textbooks and find a new way to move forward here.
His aha moment was hitting on an old common law doctrine that hadn't been successfully used in a Tennessee courtroom in a century. Where he next found help was also unexpected.
Glenn Funk, the district attorney for Nashville-Davidson County.
The top city prosecutor was struck by what he calls the ingenious approach by Horwitz, and a different type of conviction, a moral one.
I do not believe that people should be punished in a criminal prosecution based on the way they were born.
The prosecutor joined the filing in favor of expungement.
In 1995, the police department was enforcing a law that had been enacted by the Tennessee legislature. In 2016, we have the opportunity to correct a wrong, and we're doing that.
This month, the court clerk is shredding the records for the man, who is now identified only as a John Doe for fear of being outed. And charges against an additional 41 men have come to light. The prosecutor says he alone can't clear their names, but he'll help anyone who follows the legal path that's now established. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.